We are learning Masech the Sukkah Daf Yates Amud Aleph, and we are starting seven lines from the top, beginning of a line. Besura Masdi Lo Shmaya Savaya Lishta. The Gemara we just learned is Surah's version of the Machlokes Abaya and Rava, which they were arguing about by Pete Tikra Yair V'Saisin. That's they learned the Surah. The Pumbedisa, they have a different version of the Machlokes. Pumbedisa Masdi, Sichach Agabi Achsadra She'en Le Petzimim. If you make schach on top of these overhangs that have no Petzimim, they have no poles within 3 tefachim from each other. Divrei HaKoel Pesula. Everyone agrees it's possible. Why? Because you don't say Pitikra to for the inside. If you even say Pitikra, it's only going to go the other way, because it only goes for the things that are under the roof, you say Pitikra. But for things that are outside the roof, you don't say Pitikra. The Lacha Mesh we've seen that Pitikra is only for inside, not for the outside. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is like this. Yesh lo Petzimim. If it does have these poles in front of the, on the, at the end of the overhang, you have these poles coming down, everything three talking with each other. You have loved, a loved wall. Habayam ekshera, Rava Amsula. Habay says ekshera, Rava says pasal. Habayam ekshera, mir loved. Rava Amsula, mir loved. What do you mean you don't see loved? For Rava holds a loved. Teretz says no, loved also, but for the inside, not for the outside. That means this lashon holds that that's pashut, that big ticker only works for the inside, not for the outside. Loved is a machlekes. The lashon before held that loved zikr works both ways, and ashah was pitikra. Now I say pitikra definitely does not work, and loved zamach likes. What's the halacha? The hilchos lekalish lekayim. Ask the first lashon, which means like this: that loved definitely goes for both sides, the inside and outside. But pitikra only works for what's inside, not what's outside. If you paskin like rava, which is usually the case, a bay of rava besides the yalakam, you pass like rava, and therefore pass like rava. So the Gemara of Ashi, Eshkelar of Kana, the Gemasach Gavi Sadra Shein Le Petzimim. Rav Ashi found Rav Kana, he was putting a schach on Ach Sadra that had no Petzimim. And Rashi explained that the case here was that it had two full walls. The third wall, they were using the overhang for the third wall. And the problem is, it has no Petzimim, so how do you use Ach Sadra? It was obviously also more than 4 amas from the wall of the house. So they use this overhang as a third wall, L'chaira, had no Petzimim, so it's not kosher. We pass like Rav, we don't say Petikra. If it has petzimim, which means these poles coming down within 3 tefachim, which all they say lavud, is kosher. Ain't look petzimim, doesn't have these poles, it's psula. So why? Where's your third wall? You're missing your third wall. So my answer is, I'm going to read a few Rashi's what the Gersa says. Ach bilei, he showed him that really there was something here. Nirav mevechutz v'shavav mevefnim. There was a little wall that was sticking out of the sukkah, but going the opposite way. Picture you have an L-shaped wall, and there's a wall at the end going the other way. And inside the sukkah, you don't see that wall. Only outside the sukkah, you see a wall jutting out. And how could that be good? The itma we learned, nirav mechutz v'shavav mevefnim, nidav mishum lechi. If the lechi, let's say you stand in front of a mavui, and there's a lechi, if you only see from the outside, not from the inside of the mavui, the lechi is kosher. Nidav mishum lechi. The lechi had a betzimim, and lechi is betzimim. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying is the third wall was a wall that was, let's say, a tefach big, but it was on the outside, and it's good. It's kosher. And therefore, you don't have to be samech here. You don't need any betzimim. You don't need the pitikra. Here, you have this lechi. Frank Taisvis, Taisvis has a kasha, tema Taisvis, top Taisvis, has a tema. That l'chaira, we know by sukkah, needs a real tefach in the sukkah. Don't bring a rye from lechi. Oh, you want to say migu? You tell me this whole, we have before halacha, that migu is good for Shabbos, it's good for sukkah. So you tell me this whole halacha is talking about Shabbos? The whole halacha, this whole story is dafka on Shabbos? How can you say such a thing? And besides, he says that it maybe doesn't even work, the migu here, for the, according to Tyson himself, how the migu doesn't work here. So what's going on with this, Gemara? So Rosh has two terutzim. Rosh Simon Dalad has two terutzim. One terutz is that here the case is he made a terutz of Pesach. And we know besides for terutz of Pesach, you always need a tefach. On that, it's enough to have this tefach that looks only can see from the outside. That you learn from lechi, that's enough. Since you have a Shuras HaPesach here, the whole tefach is not a derais digged in, and that will be helped even from the outside. That's one teretz. Another teretz is that really you have pitikra over here. That Rava does not allow pitikra, only midirabanon, he says. And therefore, you can be saimich on the lechi here that's sticking out, because it's really have pitikra. That's the two truths from the Rosh, very important, Pashup Shah and the Gemara. So, the Gemara Vaita, new Gemara. Tana. Pesa yoytzim in a sukkah, nidon ke sukkah. Schach that's jutting out of the sukkah is like a sukkah. Now what does that mean? It doesn't have four pshatim in this. What does that mean? My pesa yoytzim in a sukkah. What does it mean, a pesa hayoytzim in a sukkah? Oma ulam, konim hayoytzim la'achari a sukkah. It means that picture your sukkah with 3 or 4 walls, and outside the sukkah, the schach, And he's saying that that's like a sukkah. Let's sit under that tzach that's sitting at a sukkah. You have a long bamboo sticks and they're sticking out out of the sukkah. Let's sit under it. That's what Mara says. In fact, the Mara, Abina and Shalosh Tefanos, you need three walls. Where's your three walls? Marbika, there's three walls. It means in the back of the sukkah, the walls went a little longer. So you have three walls with tzach. Va'abina hechsh sukkah. You need 7x7. Verdika, you have it. Break the marvavim and tells the ruma chamas. You need more tzel than chama. Marvadika has it. Break Moshe Kasha Yachma Lemembro. What's the chiddush? It's a sukkah. You know, if it looks like a dog, quacks like a dog, it's a dog. It's a sukkah. Finish. Yehochi my Lemembro. What are you going to? What's the chiddush? Look, the marav now the tema. We should this svara was something we used to now. But we saw by Lavud and by Pidikra. So here also you think now tema hovel gavoya avidi. All these walls really made for inside the sukkah. What happened was, is you had enough room, so you pushed in the middle wall now, and then you land up a sukkah on the back. But since those walls were made really for the inside, it wasn't that made for the outside, maybe it's not a good mechitza, no, it's a good mechitza, I made a mechitza, it's a good mechitza, it's a real mechitza, it's good to go. That's first pshat, what Pesel HaYotzim and HaSukkah means. Rav Rav Yotzim, second pshat. Rav Yotzim and Tavayu HaKha, but Karam Yotzim Pnim and HaSukkah. The case is like this. You have your three walls of a sukkah, and one wall went, the one side walls went 10 amos long. The other one went only 5 amos long. So it looks like I want to end the sukkah by 5 amos. But the schach goes along with the 10 amos of the length of the wall. One wall goes with it. So what's the havin? If you sit in the pot that's only connected to 10 amos and not connected to 5 amos, you don't have a third wall there. Kamash law, no. You might see, you look at it as one big sukkah, and one big sukkah, two full walls, and one wall that's 5 amos is good enough. So you look at it as one big sukkah, and you don't look at that spot that's not part of the sukkah. That's lach l'mais, yeah. Yeah, I think what we're trying to speak out, that all these pshatim in Pesel Yisrael Sukkah, all lach l'maisa, all four pshatim.
Just magic. Just, yeah, that this stays up.
Stays up, yeah.
I was there, try building it, good luck.
Right. There could be, you have a very strong beam hanging on one of the walls that the hole could hold it up. So that's a second pshat. Let's go to third pshat. Rav Barachan Arav Yechron, L'nitzcha el Sukkah, Shruba Tzilsa Ruba Chamsa, Muta Chamsa Ruba Tzilsa. The case like this. You have a regular full-fledged sukkah, pictures four walls. Part of the sukkah has more shade than sun, and part of it is more sun than shade. So you let us sit under the shady part, the sunny part. That part should be pasul, kamash lo, no. Like the Rosh speaks out, that if you do the sum total of all the schach, you have more tzel, you have more shade than chama. And you could sit, and the chiddush is over here, is you could sit under the chamsa meruba as well. Other rishonim learned that maybe you can't sit under the ran clairs, maybe you can't sit under the chamsa meruba, and the chiddush is it doesn't pass the whole sukkah. That it's part of a sukkah that has pasul schach, technically because chamsa meruba, maybe it'll pass the whole sukkah, kamazal doesn't pass the whole sukkah. But either way, for sure the sukkah is kosher under the tail, under the shady part, and it could be even under the sunny part you let it sit. So what's the lashon Pesel HaYotzim and HaSukkah? Until first two pshatim were good. One was going out of the back. One was going through against the 10-amah wall, not the 5-amah wall. What's HaYotzim and HaSukkah? My Yotzim Hechsh HaSukkah. It means it's Pesel HaYotzim and HaSukkah. A certain part of the schach is not Hechsh HaSukkah. That's cautious. Nidik HaSukkah. That's a chiddush of our Gemara. Let's go to the fourth pshat. Rav Oishiyah Malenitzchah L'schach Pasol Pachas Meshloisha B'Sukkah Ketana. We are talking about schach pasul, less than 3 tefachim, in a small sukkah, only 7x7. And the chiddush is, even though it's pasul schach, it's still kosher. Well, my yaitze was yaitze. Yaitze tar sukkah, it's not tar schach. And the chiddush is, since it's less than a shear 3, which is less than a shear lavad, even though it's not didn't lavad here, because here it has schach, but less than a shear lavad, the chiddush is, that it's a kosher sukkah, it doesn't pasul the sukkah. Maskula, and here, maskula reishya, lo yela avir. So my Rabbi Isha asks that Avir, which is more chomer, is pasha that's kosher with less than 3. So of course schach pasul less than 3 should be kosher because we know Avir is always more chomer. Galacha is Avir is with 3 and schach pasul with 4. So if Avir is good less than 3, what's the chiddush of schach pasul? Lo yele Avir v'av pachom shesh tefachim v'sukkah ketana mi pasul as a pasul. Omle Rabbi Abba big chiddush. And we'll learn Rashi's girsa first. Zem mitzdarif, Rashi's pshat rather. Zem mitzdarif yishem tachtov, v'zem mitzdarif yishem tachtov. One of them is mitzdarif and you can sleep on it, one mitzdarif you can't sleep on it. Now which one's which? So Rashi learns, avir, that's two tvachim, let's say, it's mitzdarif for the shir, but you can't sleep under it. That's but v'schach pasul, that's less than three tvachim, you could sleep under it. Let's just so Tais has a kasha before we go to the Gemara. That's Rashi's chat. Rashi saying on the two tefachim here you can't sleep, but on the two tefachim mishach pasul you could sleep. Frank Tais says va'oid miyachal azar v'sukkah malei in the kavim a sukkah that is full of holes. She ain't tilsam ruva mechamsa elamashu only. Let's say the sukkah is they can barely tilsam ruva mechamsa. A lot of holes there. How do you be careful not sleep under the holes? You never sleep under the holes. How can you not sleep under the ear? Zoy Frank Tais. Zok the Rosh, that dafka of it's va'orich the whole sukkah in tachtav. Yeah, if it's the ear space going one end sukkah to the other sukkah, it's a problem. A little pocket's not a problem, but it will be very negay. Even one tefach wide goes across the entire sukkah, it's a problem of obvious sukkah. And therefore, some people are makbid to put. Let's say it's bamboo to put it two ways, and therefore you have the schach mats. You do not have this problem. Usually, you don't have too much ear space. So schach mats much better. Right. What? You don't have anything. Anything less than any ear space is a problem. Even a small nakam. It goes across the whole sukkah, it's a problem. Therefore, people in Makbet put bamboo, if they have bamboo, put it one or two pieces just the other way to chaparai in this problem. You ever see people do it. And they take care of this problem. But Tosfos, Tosfos says the opposite of Shah Maishi. Tosfos says the opposite of Shah. He says, Avir, you let us sleep under. Schach puzzle, if that's the case, you can't sleep under. That's easier. Be careful not to have a schach puzzle. That's easier. It's easily a zara. Taisa has an opposite pshat. But now Gemara has a kasha. That could be something. It's mitzdarf to the shir sukkah, because less than three, but you can't sleep under it. Fake the kasha. Mika midi, it's true for mitzdarf. Who asked me in a kasha? It's mitzdarf, but it itself is not kasha. You ever heard of such a thing? Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yashiv, yeah. My time, this is the case. What's the case? The top of your test of base. Legabe the halacha mikvayis. Tinta noruk, mud that pours, yechiach. She mistarif la arba amsa. It's mistarif for 40 sa. Vatayil boilas la tefila. But vatayil is, the tefila does not work. So, rashlers, what does that mean? That if you have a little less than 40 sa of mayim, of water for kosher for mikvah, and you add a tit noruk to it, it's kosher. But if it's kulay tit noruk, you can't be tayil in it. So, but it's mashma and Rashi that a little bit tit noruk, the parts that's a tziruf, the one saw, you could be tayil in it. Frey Tosfos, then it's not similar to our case. Our case, if the whole roof would be avir, it wouldn't be, of course it wouldn't be kosher. We're trying to handle that part itself. That Tosfos says, the kosher, the ma'yichiach uzeh, the avir nami ufnei atzmai loy. So Tosis argues and Rashi, so Titan Oruk holds this mud, even when it's mistarif, I cannot be tovel in it, even that part. And therefore it's a clara raya to the case of Avir, that you can't sleep under the Avir, like Rashi's pshat, or Tosis pshat is you can't sleep under the pasul eschach. It's a raya to that you saw it, that you have something that's mashlim, the shir, but you can't sleep under it.